Hello, and thanks for listening to PXP Podcast. It's a show about leadership, self-development, personal growth, and accountability. I'm your host, Jamie Yarrow. Now, you can catch our podcast on almost any platform or directly from our website at pxppodcast.com. To hear it hot off the press, check out our host on the Podbean app. If you have questions or want to hear a particular topic discussed, or even want to be a guest on the show, connect with me on social and send me a message. Now, are you ready to kick off today's episode? All right, here we go. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time zone you may be in. Welcome to PXP. I'm your host, Jamie Yarrow, and today, this is a podcast that I have been trying to put together for months, and I just have not been able to make it happen. And so today we're going to be talking about the power of no. Such a short word, but so powerful. In this fast-paced world that we're living in, setting boundaries is extremely important, maybe more than ever before. So in this episode, we're going to talk about why it's hard to say no. We're going to talk about the impact of overcommitting and also the benefits of saying no. Those two things kind of go hand in hand. And we're also going to talk about a way to communicate those boundaries because that can be hard sometimes. You know, have you ever found yourself where you were so stretched thin, you were so overwhelmed by commitments, or you felt like you just couldn't say no, right? Those are challenges that I think we all face. And so let's dive into that and let's talk about why that happens and some things that we can do to change it. So to get started, let's talk about the psychology of no, of that word no. And if we go all the way back to the basics, this is extremely interesting to me. I just love diving into the whys of things, human nature, and why we do the things that we do, why we think the way we think. And, you know, humans are social creatures, right? Look at social media. Probably the most impactful thing in society today is social media. And we thrive on that connection, some far more than others, but we thrive on that connection, and our brains are wired to seek approval or acceptance from other people. And no doubt this is a generalization I'm making. Not everyone is exactly wired the same way, but you get what I'm trying to say. That's just how society is, right? There's this desire for some sort of a, you know, social harmony, if you will, or social acceptance that makes it difficult to say no sometimes. You know, we fear a potential conflict or that we might disappoint someone. But it's more than just our social nature, right? Sometimes our upbringing might create a situation where it makes it difficult for us to say no, or our cultural background, right? All those things play a role in shaping how our attitudes are towards saying no to something. You know, in many cultures, there is assertiveness is not encouraged, right? So there's this culture of humility and meekness. And so saying no is seen as rude, or it might be seen as selfish. And this cultural conditioning or this cultural upbringing, it can make it even harder to set these boundaries and to be able to prioritize our own needs. And beyond the cultural and upbringing aspects of it, then there's the personality types, right? We all have a unique personality, our unique personality type. If you're listening to this podcast, you probably have taken some kind of a personality test. And I just say that because if you're listening to a podcast, you probably are interested in self-development or self-awareness. And as such, you probably have taken some kind of a personality test before, whether that was on your own accord or whether it was for your employer or some group or organization that you're involved in. But research out there suggests that people pleasers, they often have this high trait of agreeableness, right? So somebody who is always trying to make the people around them happy, they don't want to cause conflict, they don't want to create a situation where there's friction, they find it particularly difficult to say no. And maybe you're one of those people. Maybe you self-identify as a people pleaser. And so you're thinking to yourself right now, yeah, it is hard for me to say no sometimes. You prioritize harmony and relationships. And sometimes that's at the expense of your own well-being. And while you probably know that, you probably have connected those dots, the desire to be a people pleaser or to the desire to create harmony still takes priority over your own well-being sometimes. And I want to encourage you to flip that script sometimes and put yourself first. And it's not a selfish thing. It's about self-prioritization. It's about self-care and about your own wellness and your own well-being and your own mental health. And we'll talk more about that. And then there's groups of people who have a strong fear of rejection or maybe a deep-seated need for approval. And those people often find it hard to assert themselves or to say no to a certain situation. If you're familiar with the Working Genius Model by Patrick Lencioni, he wrote a book called The Six Types of Working Genius. There's two types of working genius that might find it challenging to say no. Maybe you have one of these working geniuses, or maybe both of them as your working genius types. And those are the gift of tenacity and the gift of enablement. And so those with tenacity, they're passionate about finishing projects. They want to take it all the way to the end. That last detail, they want to put a bow on it, 100% here, it's done completely. They often take on too much, and it's hard for them to say no to new commitments. They struggle with that. And then the enablement gift or the enablement genius, these are the folks who are gifted with providing assistance or support, and they may jump in when someone needs some help. And so those folks often find it difficult to turn down requests because that is what they love to do. They love to help where help is needed. They have that genius of enablement. And so if you're familiar with the six types of working genius, tenacity and enablement, and no doubt there's tons of other assessments out there, Myers-Briggs and Enneagram and DISC and Culture Index, and there's just a ton of them out there, right? But they all probably can play a little bit into identifying people that have a challenge with saying no. But why is it so important that we even understand this psychology? And I would argue that awareness is the first step towards making this change, towards you being better at saying no. And if you know that that is a tendency that you have to struggle with saying no, then knowing that in advance, that helps you to be prepared for making that change, right? So recognizing the factors that make it hard to say no. If we know that, we can start to develop some strategies on how we're going to set these boundaries and assert ourselves more effectively. So when we say yes to everything, what happens, right? We feel like we're being accommodating. We feel like we're being helpful. And we might be in that instance. But what's the real cost? What's the cost of our overcommitting? Burnout? Resentment? I'll tell you a story about that. Loss of control over our own time or our own lives. It's like filling up a cup with water and you just keep filling it up. Eventually, the water starts to overflow. The cup can only hold so much, and that's us as well. Saying yes when we want to say no or when we should say no, and those two things might be different. When we say yes to that, we're not prioritizing our own goals or our own needs or our own personal lives. Maybe even our own family, if it's something that we're saying yes to that's external. Every time we agree to something that doesn't align with what our goals or our values are, we're saying no to something that does, right? Because we don't have time to do all of it. We don't have time to do all of it well, for sure. But most often, we don't have time to do all of it anyway. And saying yes to these things can sometimes prevent us from focusing on the things that truly matter to us. And when it comes to saying no, there's a ton of benefits to saying no. I mean, aside from just the feeling of a weight being lifted off your shoulders, right? Because that's sometimes what happens when you say no and you get over the initial impact. When you first start this process, if you're a yes person, if you are an agreeable person, if you're always saying yes when someone says, can you? And you're always saying yes to that, but then you you have these feelings of regret and overcommitment and stress and all these things that go with it. And if you're that person, you're like, yes, I know what you're talking about right now. If that's you, it feels weird to say no to start with. It feels awkward. It feels like you're letting someone down. But after that initial shock of, you know, of you saying no because you're not used to doing that, after that initial shock, it feels like this weight has been lifted off your shoulders. And so I sat down and I thought, you know, what are some of the benefits of saying no that I have personally experienced as I've gone through this journey of saying no? I used to be a volunteer for everything person. I used to say yes to everything, regardless of how much impact it had on me or my goals or my personal life or my mental health or my self-care or my family. I would just say yes. If somebody asked me for something, I would say yes. If somebody asked me for my help, I'd say yes. I overcommitted to everything. But after I was able to wrap my head around this idea of saying no, I was blown away by the benefits that come from prioritizing and just not being 100% available to everyone at all times. This doesn't mean you say no to everything. It means that you prioritize those things and you say no to the things that don't work, right? So I sat down and I made a list of all of the things, and there's probably many, many more, but I was just jotting these down off the top of my head. And I thought of, let's see how many there are, 1, 2, 3, 4, 9 things that are benefits of saying no that I personally have experienced. Number one, increased focus. You know, when we're so spread thin by all the commitments and tasks that we have said yes to, sometimes that don't even align with our priorities, it makes it difficult for us to focus on what matters to us most. And when we do say no, we're going to be able to get more done. We're going to be able to have a higher level of productivity or even a greater sense of accomplishment. And that always feels good, right? The second thing I wrote down, better time management. I mean, seriously, if you are not overcommitted to things, this is just a no-brainer. You have more time to do the things that matter, right? Saying no helps you manage your time more effectively. If you're running from one thing to the next and you can't get to the next thing on time because you're running over on this thing and you can't get a task done on time by its deadline because you have too many things that are on your plate, all that starts to bottleneck up, whether it's your work or your hobbies or you're spending time with loved ones. Until you start saying no to some of these things that shouldn't be a priority, you're not going to have time for the activities that matter most to you. Number three that I wrote down, reduce stress. And this is massive, y'all. I mean, this is so big. Overcommitting to stuff that doesn't matter absolutely increases your stress, increases your burnout, increases your resentment towards those things, right? Saying no, it helps you keep that manageable workload. I'm doing a lot of research on stress right now, stress management, stress identification. I'm going to be coming out with some stuff on that soon, but that is such a big deal, right? Saying no allows us to reduce the stress in our life, and then that in turn improves our well-being. All right, number four, it's going to improve your relationships. When you're honest about the limits or the boundaries that you have, people tend to respect your boundaries. If you're just honest and authentic about them, people will, they'll respect the boundaries that you're trying to set. And this honesty, quite frankly, it can lead to healthier and more authentic relationships. And listen, when you are present in your relationship, and by present, I mean when you're spending time with someone, you're there, not just physically, but mentally as well. That's going to improve that relationship. But when you've overcommitted to things, your mind is racing about what is the next thing on your list. I've had that happen. I have been in the middle of doing something, maybe it's spending time with family or friends, and all I'm thinking about is how I'm going to get all of these things done that are on my to-do list because I've overcommitted. And in that scenario, I'm not present. And if we don't think that the other person doesn't know you're not present, then we're just fooling ourselves. And that hinders that relationship. Saying no can actually improve your relationships. All right, number five, and this one's kind of unique, and I want you to listen to me on this. It can really help you enhance your own self-esteem. All right, so listen, when you set boundaries, you are prioritizing yourself, right? When you set boundaries, you're prioritizing yourself, your family, your health, your well-being, whatever, you're setting those boundaries. And when you do that, it reinforces your own core belief that your needs, your family's needs, your desires, your goals, your values, that those are important. It's almost a self-affirmation type approach, right? Your self-esteem, your self-belief, your self-love actually improves when you start setting these boundaries because you are making yourself a priority. Does that make sense? Number six, better decision-making. And listen, this is absolutely 100% true. And there's a lot of reasons why, and we'll just touch on it, but we could do a whole podcast on this. When you are not overwhelmed by commitments, you can make decisions more calmly, more thoughtfully, more deliberate, with less stress, right? With less urgency. You've got time to make a good decision, right? Stress in and of itself has a negative impact on our ability to make good decisions. It's an inverse relationship between stress and the ability to make good decisions. The greater the level of stress, the less your ability to make good, sound decisions. A proven fact over and over and over again. There's a period of time when your stress gets to the point where now your decision-making ability is affected. So when you haven't overcommitted, you've got more time, you've got more mental capacity, more mental real estate, you are more calm, you're less stressed, you can just make better decisions. All right, let's look at number seven. And this kind of ties into decision-making a little bit, but my number seven is increased creativity. When you have fewer obligations, when you are less overcommitted, you've got more mental space to think creatively. You've got more mental real estate to come up with new ideas. You know, you need that time to just relax and to think and to come up with new ideas and to brainstorm. I call it whiteboarding. We're just writing it on the whiteboard. Whether it makes sense or not, we'll just erase it if it doesn't make sense. But when the thought comes to mind, put it on the whiteboard, right? When you have time to do that, that takes time. It takes you stepping back from the rat race, from the speed of your daily life, from the overcommitments. It takes you stepping back from that to focus on innovation or new ideas. And in this period of stepping back can allow you to do that, but you can't do that if you're overcommitted. A couple more. Number eight, improved health, right? So we could talk about this. This could be a whole nother podcast as well, but stress, just the stress of being overcommitted, the stress of being over-obligated, too many things on your plate, too many deadlines, too many missed deadlines, right? That chronic stress, it will take a toll on your physical health, whether we're talking about anxiety or depression or headaches, migraines, or tension headaches, to things like digestive problems or heart disease, heart attacks, high blood pressure, stroke, right? Sleep problems, weight gain. All those things can be caused by stress. And so when you say no, you can actually help yourself live a healthier lifestyle. All right, last thing on my list, personal growth. This is a big one, right? When you're overcommitted, you can't spend the time you need to spend in forms of personal development, of growth. Learning to say no itself is a form of personal growth or personal development, right? When you have the time to step back and to work on you, whether that's listen to a podcast or read a book or listen to a book or take a class or watch a seminar or watch a YouTube video on something that'll help you to be a better version of you. Maybe you want to improve your craft. Maybe you want to be better at what you do. Maybe you want to improve the gifts that you already have. You can't do any of that when you're overcommitted. Because let's face it, when you've overcommitted to everyone else, those things that are meant to help you self-improve or be better, things like exercise or self-development or meal planning, whatever it is, if you've overcommitted to everyone else, what do we always do? We throw our stuff, that we throw the things about us out the window, right? So we say, well, I don't have time to exercise. I don't have time to meal plan. I don't have time to read that book or to listen to that podcast or to watch that video because I've got to do X, Y, Z because I've told someone else that I'll help them with this. I've told someone else that I'll do this for them. I've got a deadline to do this. So what gets thrown to the wayside? Our own personal development, our own self-care, those things that are absolutely crucial, right? So your personal growth, and I should probably call that personal growth / self-care maybe, because it's about you, right? And I'm kind of glad that I ended on this one because it might be the most important. It's about taking care of you and not being so overcommitted that all the things that you know you need to do for yourself, you know you need to exercise, you know you need self-development, you know you need time alone to recharge, you know you need to eat right. All those things that matter, maybe more than everything else, those are the things that get thrown by the wayside when we're overcommitted. You know what I'm talking about. You're probably experiencing some of that right now. If you are not saying no, if you are in that trap of overcommitting, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. And I cannot tell you how important it is that you start incorporating some strategies into saying no so that you're not so overcommitted. And you might say, well, Jamie, that sounds fantastic, but how in the world do I do that? Because I am a go-giver. I want to help everyone else. I want to be that person that people can call on. And I've said it before, be the most reliable person you know. I've said that. And I still think that's true. Be the most reliable person you know. But if I went back to my number 9 on the list, you can't be the most reliable person you know if you're not taking care of you first. You can't pour from an empty cup. You can't help somebody else from a hospital bed. You can't give somebody what you don't already have. Right? Does that make sense? So how do we start saying no? Well, first, it's about being assertive. We have to dig down deep and find that assertive bone in our body, and we got to start using it. And we do it in a respectful manner, right? We start by being clear and direct, setting expectations. You know, expectations is one of my buzzwords, and this is no different. It's about setting expectations. You don't need to provide a long, convoluted explanation about why you can't do something. That's the part that I think we get all confused about. You know, someone says, hey, can you help me with XYZ? And we feel like we have to give them our life story as to why we can't help. But the truth is, a simple, I'm sorry, but I can't commit to that right now, is often enough, right? If you're worried about hurting someone's feelings, you might say something like, I can't help with that project, but I can recommend somebody who can. So you're still helping that person to achieve their goals. And remember, it is okay to take some time before responding. It's okay to say, let me think about it and let me get back to you. Because that gives you the power of time on your side. You can stop, you can think about it, you can consider your decision without feeling pressured. Because maybe you do have time to help. But maybe after you stop and think about it, you realize, you know what? This is not the right time for me in my life. It just doesn't work right now. I can't help with that and be true to the rest of the commitments that I've got right now. So I'm not going to be able to help with that right now. Or you might find, you know what? This thing that I'm doing right now is about to wrap up. And yeah, I think I could do that. Or you might be able to say to that person, you know, I don't have time right now to help you with that. But if it could wait 3 weeks, I'm going to have some time and I could devote to you at that point. But when you say, hey, can I have some time to think about this? Let me think about it and get back to you. That puts the power of decision-making in your hands without feeling pressured. But it all comes down to just being honest. Just be authentic. Just be real about it, right? And just be honest. You don't have to give them your life story about why you can't help. The fact that you can't commit right now is sufficient. So as we start to wrap this up, let's talk about some real life scenarios where saying no can be an absolute game changer, right? In the workplace, it might mean that you are declining a project or maybe even a promotion that doesn't align with your career goals. And I know that's a touchy subject. Like if your employer tells you, hey, I need you to do XYZ, if it's something that you need to do, then you need to do it, right? But if this is an extra project or maybe even a promotion that doesn't align with your career goals, then take some time to think about whether no might be the right answer, right? In your personal life, it could be turning down a social invitation when you need to take some time to recharge. I have this friend who we used to joke about it because he would always say no. If you invited him to something, no was going to be the answer. I mean, we just knew it, you know? And so he had the power of no down pat. Like, no was no problem for him. And we still joke about that to this day. But turning down a social invitation because you need to recharge, that's setting some boundaries. That's putting you and your well-being first, right? So when you set these boundaries, you take control of your time and of your energy. And then again, it allows you to focus on what really matters. You know, a few years ago, I had agreed to volunteer to help this media team with their video production. It was a weekly project. And at the time I agreed, I was told there would be several more people that would be being trained to help. And unfortunately, the other help never came. And over time, I found myself very overcommitted. At first, though, I don't even think I realized that I was overcommitted. It started off because I just started to dread that day coming. You know, I started to try to find reasons why I couldn't do it because I just dreaded it. I dreaded the day even, right? And I wasn't able to take care of the things that I needed to do because of this ongoing weekly commitment that I had made. And a friend kept telling me, look, you got to give that up, right? It's just too much and it's making you miserable. And so about 6 months ago, I told them that I couldn't help any longer. I didn't have the time. I was overcommitted. And that wasn't not true. That was absolutely true. There was other things that I had to do and I was overcommitted and something had to go. And so I told them that I could no longer help. And I dreaded that conversation. I truly did. I put it off for months because I'm just an overcommitter. And I knew they needed my help. And I just, you know, that's who I am. I'm an overcommitter. But you know what happened after that? After I got through that conversation, after I made the decision, really once I made the decision, once I solidified that in my mind that this is what I'm doing, there was this tremendous weight that was lifted from my shoulders, you know? And I hate that it took me resenting that project, that task, and even dreading the days when it would happen. But I learned a valuable lesson about saying no and about me and setting boundaries as an overcommitter, about setting boundaries and saying no. And really, I have been able to say no much more effectively since that time. And so I have been able to manage my own priorities and my own boundaries in a much more effective way since then. You know, mastering the art of saying no is an incredibly powerful thing for you both personally and professionally about you and your growth. And, you know, again, it's about respecting your priorities and yourself and your boundaries. And most often, every no is also a yes to something else. So saying no to being overcommitted to something is saying yes to yourself about XYZ, or yes to your family about XYZ, right? Or yes to some other commitment that you already have that you can still allow to keep your full attention and your full focus, right? So start small. Practice saying no to something that is relatively insignificant and see how you feel about it. You know, watch your confidence and your sense of control of your boundaries start to grow. Start small and then grow into those things. I'd love to hear your thoughts, your experiences on this topic and things that maybe you've struggled to say no with, or I'd love to hear how you have overcome the inability to say no or overcome your overcommitment. You know, what strategies worked for you? In social media, I'd love for you to share, you know, any stories you may have and maybe we can continue this conversation. So, well, that's about all the time I've got for today. I want to thank you for listening to PXP. I always encourage you at the end of the podcast, if you like the podcast, won't you share it with your five closest friends? Because chances are, if you like it, they're going to like it too. But more than that, most of all, I hope that something that was said today helps you to become a better version of yourself. I'm your host, Jamie Yarrow, and I hope you have an absolutely amazing day.